Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we're back. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN. What we're about to maybe do here, it's not lost on me that, you know, it's a little crazy because I was on UNLV, not UNLV, but Vegas radio yesterday, and the host was asking me about the Memphis football coach leaving for another job. You know, because they're on Dan Mullen watch over there, right? Like they're, you know, seeing if there's a job that would come over for him that he would leave for, because they're doing very well. But I explained to him, like, you know, he's not really in, you know, on anybody's, you know, short list anymore because of, you know, the last few weeks. And he was like, wow, he just couldn't believe. So I do understand that the fact that we're about to do this is probably going to be considered crazy to, you know, some outsiders. But we do, I think it would be good to hear from the population, the populace here. Do you agree with Jason, and to a lesser urgent extent myself, that Ryan Silverfield should be fired at Memphis? 445-0929 is the phone number. Are we crazy for this? Memphis football used to win 2 games a year. Memphis football used to win nothing ever. They used to have 2,000 people in the building. Or is this at a point where, you know, you've got more resources, you got higher expectations and standards that you can make a move like this? Again, Tubby Smith got fired, a Hall of Fame coach who won a championship at Kentucky. He got fired after 2 seasons. 2 seasons where, you know, he won 21 games that second year. Mm-hmm. And won a game in the tournament, in the conference tournament, I should say. 445-0929 is the phone number. If you want to have your voice heard on this topic, because I do recognize, like, even Tubby back in that day, you know, had a list of, I don't know how many there were, but he did have some defenders still, because, oh, you got to give him time and you got to do this. And again, the college sports landscape has changed so much that, you know, I do think things speed up. You know, I think rebuilds and starting over a quarterback is definitely, you know, not the excuse maybe that it used to be. Because, like, if you had a 4-year starter in the 2000s, you know, early 2000s, it would be like, you know, you got to build this guy up. He's got a red shirt or whatever the case may be. Offensive line, you know, so it's a little different now. But I do think it's probably, you know, it's sped up quite a bit.
That was a money issue then, because basketball was your front porch. You didn't have attendance, and I realized, well, right now you had, you know, 30,000 plus in there Friday night. You stand to run sort of into a similar issue where you lose enthusiasm, you lose buy-in. And so I would tell you, you know, similar math problem. Do you take it now, pay it now? So you nip it in the bud and you say, you know what, we're going to take advantage of what we have and try to go, you know, fire folks up by moving on from Ryan Silverfield, a statement in itself that, I think you would have more folks cheering on than criticizing. I really do. Because in the end, you can say Ryan Silverfield runs good football program, recruits well and everything else, but what you can't say is that he gets you to conference title games.
Right.
That's what you play for.
It is.
In the end, you don't play for, you know, programs that, you know, don't get anybody arrested and everything else. That's a quality of your program and a characteristic, hopefully, of a good program that you're running that wins. And so, you know, unfortunately, it's not so much the losing to the two lanes as it is the losing to the UABs and the UTSAs.
Well, that's yes.
When you have more, significantly more than them.
Yeah, that's ultimately what undoes you, right? It's like, now, I mean, it's possible that even without the loss to UAB, you still get undone by Tulane and ECU. So
sure, because the conference didn't do you any favors in terms of having, you know, the schedule that you had. Because even in right. getting Navy and South Florida at the house, you know, you still got to go to ECU, one of the better teams in the league. So they didn't do you any favors. But let's be real, too, in terms of your level of investment, Tulane doesn't make any excuses about who they play or whatever else. They just worry about making the conference championship every year, no matter what quarterback it is or no matter what coach it is.
Yes.
Fritz or something wrong.
No, that's true. I mean, they you know, and again, last year probably somewhat disappointing for them because they had Mensa and they didn't make it. Memphis went down there and beat them by 14, mm-hmm. or not by 14, as 14-point underdogs. But, you know, they're back in that conversation already again. You know, 1 year off and you're back into it, you know, with a second or third year coach. I mean, I do think there's – that does not help the case when you look at Tulane, who lost Willie Fritz, who lost, you know, who replaced quarterback after quarterback after quarterback, and yet they are back before you are.
Yeah. No, I mean, again, you may not feel it now that you're removed, now that you've lost to ECU and you've been out of the race, but you will feel it on Thanksgiving in there when you're playing Navy. And we can revisit this discussion then, but I guarantee you that thing is going to be dead. There ain't going to be much there. I mean, the most juice you're going to have in there is Navy in a must-win situation, hoping to get to a conference title game. They'll bring the juice because you will have nothing. And again, you're going forward. You're running the risk of going forward with that.
Right. Right. If you do want to get some thoughts in, we'll take calls for a few minutes here. We do have a call. Brandon Bumgarner, welcome to the show, Brandon.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing today?
What's up, dude?
I'm miserable. Thanks for asking. Yeah, he's got to go. It's time to go. Pack it up. I'll help him pack his bags. He's a great person. He is not a head coach at Memphis. That's my take on it.
Now, you have been this is a new feeling for you, right? I mean, you have not always been here.
It's new in the aspect of my adult life, yes. but I mean, look, guys, I'm gonna be honest. We have been spoiled as Memphis fans, whether it comes to football or basketball, but times have changed in college sports. When you're paying more for players to win games and the goal continuously is win the conference championship and you don't meet that goal, there's an expectation that you set for the fans. I'm one of those fans. I go to every game, I support them, I love them, but at the end of the day, are you going to accept mediocrity, or do you want to actually win and compete for something? And this is our first time we've ever had a chance to actually compete at the national level. I just don't think Silverfield's the guy for it.
Yeah, and again, to not even get to the top two, I think, is the tough one there. Question about it. Hey, Brandon, thanks for
well
the call.
Well said, brother. Appreciate the call, Brandon. Hope you're doing
yes.
well. Yep.
Brandon was brave. Brandon went first. And I think now, you know, the floodgates will open. But it always takes that first brave soul to do it. We go to Ryan from NOLA. Ryan, you're on.
Hey, how you guys, Jason, John? How you guys doing? Jason, my condolences once again to your dad, to you and yours.
Appreciate that, brother.
For the loss of your dad, because your dad knew my mom at the University of Memphis. When I was a kid, she was good friends with your dad, and I'm so sorry for your loss and stuff.
Really appreciate it.
But, you know, the whole thing about the Silverfield thing, and I will say this, it is frustrating that the University of Memphis hasn't won a conference championship since he's been, you know, since he's been at the helm. And it's okay to have elevated expectations. But, you know, I always tell people this. Be careful what you wish for if you want Silverfield gone. Because look at what happened to East Carolina when they pushed out Ruffin McNeil.
Ruffin!
East Carolina. Right, when they pushed out Ruffin McNeil. Look at what happened to them. And they just now getting out of that.
Right.
So it's like I always tell people, be careful what you wish for, because what you wish for, it might come true, and you're not going to like that outcome.
Right. But I would tell you the Tulane doesn't play scared, right? They just go find the next guy. Boise State
they go
doesn't.
Find it.
Right. And
they go find it.
Exactly.
They go find the next guy. And, you know, it's something that they just now started to do down here in New Orleans, because for years, like when Perry Clark was here back in the day, they went and got some guy named Sean Finney. They were scared to do to go to the next level because they were like, well, what do we want to be? Do we want to be an academic school or do we want to be a football school? But I'm of the mind of saying, hey, you can have great academics and great athletics. And you're seeing that now because a good athletic program is the window to a world-class university. And now they're doing that. You're seeing the investment that they're doing. They just built the IPF here in New Orleans for Tulane football, which was something that nobody could have ever saw coming. But they did it because they now realize, hey, this is a good thing. Football isn't going to make us less of an academic school. It's just going to enhance our profile.
Appreciate the call, brother. Thanks, Ryan. We got a bunch calling. Appreciate the call, Ryan, and the condolences, man. And I get it. And I get what you're saying. But you never get there either. You never find that guy. You don't find that Summerall, right, unless you're willing to go right out there and move on from a guy. Boise State, again, with Avalos moving on. So, again, you look at UCF, I would point to, mm-hmm. USF. Mm-hmm. Down, they got goalish, mm-hmm. right? They had to be better.
Yeah. Let's go to Ann. Ann, you're on.
Oh, hey, guys. So my thoughts on Silverfield and the whole football. I'm so disappointed every year. We have that everything ahead of us, even though this year might have been a setback with Seth gone. But I was at the Cincinnati game where we beat him in 2019, and a week later had the conference championship here, and then went to the Cotton Bowl and had the SMU and the game day and all that.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's every time we get close, we stumble. And it's like, we need our mojo back, okay? That's what I'm telling you. I love Ryan. He's a great coach and a great recruiter. But I just think we need a little bit more. I don't want to say he's too nice, but we need some more. You know what I'm trying to say. I can't say the word on the radio. Thanks.
And thanks for the call.
Thank you for the call.
Doesn't sound like she's on the Fire Silverfield train once more, understandably so.
It sounded to me like she's ready for a change, that he's too nice.
Frank for Skybox. Frank, you're on. What's up, brother?
Good to see you. Good to hear you, John and Jason. I'm disappointed as anybody. I really honestly thought we would take a step back because we lost a senior quarterback, and nobody in college has senior quarterbacks anymore. Am I disappointed? Yeah. Who are you going to get? I mean, who are you going to get out there? I like Ryan. I think I'll give him this, John. His players never quit, never lack effort, and I sure can't say that about Penny's players.
Well, a little different, but
yeah, Penny's players have won conference titles, though, Frank. They've been there.
Well,
they've won.
You know, Jason, you're only good as what you look like and what you do the next year.
Right, and you just lost to East Carolina, UAB.
I got season tickets. I support them. I mean, I work at a bar that supports them. We love them. But do you really want to move off of Ryan?
Yes.
I mean, I get it. I'm not going to make excuses for him. 70-something new players.
What's so good about him? What's so good about him, Frank, that he wins 8-9 games every year? Doesn't, and you're good with that outside the conference title race. You're good with that. That's a good living, right?
Well, hey, let me tell you. I've been a fan since before Larry Porter.
See, I've heard about from those folks, too.
Yeah. 6 points, Jason.
Yep. And I remember
I've heard a long time.
I've heard from those folks, too, Frank, not to cut you off, and they're ready. They're now ready. They're saying we're investing more. We deserve to make a title game in 6 years, brother, when seven other teams have made it since Norvell left. Like, those folks have been there since the bad, too, and they're ready to break through. And they thought last year was going to be the year. Then they got up for this season when they were in position to do it, and they got let down again. They're ready to move, Frank. They remember the bad times, too.
I'm with you, Jason. I mean, if he wins Navy, they're going to extend him or they're going to fire him?
Well, they have to extend him.
If he gets to 9, yeah. But you're buying it out for a price that you pay, that's less than what you paid to get Tubby out of here. Yeah. And football's supposed to be the front porch now.
I don't think it's happening. Ryan Silverfield will be our coach next year.
Forever. It's not a lifetime contract.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate the call,
man. I'm sure he'll get a free beer at Skybox, that's for sure.
Absolutely, that is always the goal. 445-0929. Go to Jay. Jay, you're on.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Yo.
Love the show. I'm a big time Tiger fan. We got to keep it. We got to keep it real for the city of Memphis. And I know everybody out here listening. There's no reason why, out of the metropolis area of 1.something million, we can't put 50,000 people in the stadium. Let's just be real about this. We should be able to put 50,000 fans in the stadium. Let's put 50,000 fans in the stadium so the program can really have the support that it needs. We can't say that we want to be a big-time program barely to put 20,000 people in the stadium.
It was packed when Norvell was winning. It was packed. Yeah, it was packed when Norvell was winning.
I ain't talking about 100,000 fans like Tennessee or somebody. We just talking about 50,000. We can't even put 20,000 fans consistently in the Grizzly Stadium or the Tiger Stadium. Man, we can't be a real program with mediocre support from these fans around this area, man.
Okay, that's a comment about the fans and everything else. There were 31,000 out there expecting them to beat Tulane the other night. How many more you want it? The place is newly renovated. It's being newly renovated. Is it going to seat 50,000 by the time they're done with it?
No, it will seat like 40,000.
Like that.
All I'm trying to say is, man, we can't even put a high school.
Because the man ain't been to a conference championship since he's been the coach in 2019. You've been to three straight. The place was packed. It was the place to be. You remember game day? There was an electricity. This is not on the fans, bro. It's on the coach who ain't giving you a winning product in terms of competing for conference championships. What are we talking about here?
When we had Norvell, we still had 30,000 in the stadium, man. Come on.
I think they were averaging.
Man,
well,
season tickets were as high as they've ever been and everything else. I get what you're saying, man. Support the product. But give us a winner. How about that? Give us something that wins a conference championship or at least makes the damn game, man. Mm-hmm. But we got other callers. We got to appreciate the call, brother.
Yeah. I'm just enjoying
This is not a come down on the fans day. I was out there two Friday nights. The folks packed the place.
I'm just enjoying listening to this. We go to Dale. Dale, you're on.
Appreciate it. You know, let me ask a question because I don't truly know. Before Norvell, when was the last time Memphis won a conference championship in football? I only remember the one that he won.
Justin Fuente won a share of the conference championship before there was a conference championship game in 2014.
Okay. Well, I meant outright. I mean, you know, not a share.
It still counts as a conference championship. It's just you had to share.
I understand that. Well, my problem, one of my main problems, I guess, is the defense.
Yeah.
I hate that three-man front. They get no pressure, and I don't care if you put eight guys in the back, back in the secondary. They can't cover them forever, and I'm 62 years old, and they couldn't cover me. Absolutely worried, and it's been the same way for years. The secondary is horrible. We get no pressure on the quarterback, and when we do finally blitz and we get pressure, man, and we look like game beaters. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they tackle for loss. They get sacks. They get rushes. Quarterback. But, you know, the offense is good. But for the life of me, Sutton Smith and Greg DeRozier, which they both, I think, are 1 and 1A, man, they get almost no carries. And when you got a gimpy quarterback and your offensive line can't block a three-man front that the other team's running, I mean, this is, you know, and I think what we need to ask is, why are we replacing 70 people on the football team? And why is Penny replacing 15 guys on every year? That doesn't happen at good programs. And I understand Memphis is in a butt-suck conference, and I understand that. But that's what I think people are frustrated about. We're in a conference that, truthfully, is below us. But we can't
win it.
You know,
in football,
we can't.
Penny won it, but Ryan hadn't even won it, and he made the game.
Okay. Penny won it how many times? Last year.
He won the regular season. He's won the conference tournament title. He beat Kelvin Sampson for it, man. He's won more than one conference tournament title. All I'm saying, I'm not telling you Penny has done everything that's necessary.
We got a long
But in terms of his list of accomplishments next to Ryan, there's no comparison. He's done more in the conference than Ryan has.
I also think like it is so counterproductive to pit the Memphis coaches anyway. Like, this is just about Ryan. This is just about each coach on his own merit. I mean, comparing one to the other is like, it's pointless, really. It's like, you know, Ryan Silverfield is the Memphis football coach. He's going to be compared
to... Who has not made a conference title game.
And that's just what he hasn't done. Right. Like, and he makes, you know, he gets the most resources or among the most resources in the league. I mean, regardless of what happens with basketball. So we got to be able to sort of separate those two things. I don't even think it's a good argument for Memphis football fans. We go to Mike. Mike, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Mike, we got you.
Hey, Jason, you know, you can't have a program for a guy
who's complaining and has been since 23, no games, mm-hmm. and went this year. That's two games in 2 years, and you don't give any money, I bet.
Right.
You don't give a dime.
No, but I paid for those tickets, and I can say my piece, and you're going to listen to it. Sounds like you are, while you're telling me I can't have an opinion on it. I'm watching it just like you are, whether it's from my TV or in those seats, and I'm telling you he's the wrong coach.
Yeah, Mike.
And you can disagree with that, but to tell me I can't talk because I haven't been to as many games as you is foolish. Don't.
Yeah, Mike. You hear that, Mike? We go to Brett. Brett, you're on.
Hey, hello?
Hey!
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, look, I think we need to ask ourselves, how much are we going to be okay with this situation 365 days from now? What if we give the guy another year? How? Mm-hmm. Let's take an imaginary poll, a survey. I'd venture to say, I don't know, 40, 45%, maybe exactly dead on, even 50% of the fan base wants Silverfield gone. Now, who are we going to get if we do get rid of them? But before we ask ourselves that question, again, man, are we going to be okay with this same result 1 year from today?
Yeah.
At what point do you rip off the Band-Aid? And I don't want to hear this, well, you know, before Fuente and Tommy West, and man, I've been a fan for 30 years.
Amen.
Well, dude, hey, man, the expectation has fully raised. And I'm willing to take that little bit of a gamble, little bit of a risk, to find the coach that can get us to the next level, which is obviously getting to the conference championship game and winning it. You've got to take a chance, man. But, you have to rip off this Band-Aid now. But otherwise, you're gonna have 70 to 80% of your callers saying, oh, man, yeah, I guess you're right, Jason. I guess you're right. We should have got rid of them back in 2025 around Thanksgiving. No, dude, but you have to do it now. But obviously you have to find the next coach. And I get that, man. That's going to be a problem too, because you don't want him to stay. You don't want him to use Memphis as a leapfrog jumping board and go to the next college after that. But you have to find the next man now, rip off this Band-Aid. And come on, man! Man, he lost me money too, but that ain't the point. I didn't know Memphis was gonna lose two games in a row, but that's not the purpose of the call, man. I had like $20 on it, but come on, man, we've got to move on. Yep. Rip the Band-Aid off.
Brett, thanks for the call.
Appreciate the call, brother.
We got one more, and then we'll take a break and get to Frank Bonner. We go to Terry. Terry, you're on.
Hey guys. Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree. Like, he's had 6 years. I love the guy. But we've had opportunity after opportunity to get to the championship game, and he just hadn't done it. And like they said, what changes next year? Our AD has given him all these resources, all these things to take away those excuses. We've had all these transfers come in, and they coached him up. I think we've arguably probably had a better quarterback this year. He's played incredible, even hurt. But I mean, like, what do you change next year to get the team over that hump? I think it's got to be the coach.
Yeah.
I just think that's what we're at.
Appreciate the call, brother.
Terry, thanks for the call, and thanks for all of the very
– appreciate all the calls.
Impassioned, calls. It feels like most people are with you.
Yeah.
You know, not Mike. Mike not with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He wants you to donate money.
Well, he wants to
– fair ask, actually.
You know. And again, I appreciate Tigers fans who go no matter who the coach is. There are those types of fans, and that's what Memphis needs,
mm-hmm.
right? There are also folks that when the coach has shown you time and time again, right, that he's not going to get it done, they say, I'm not giving anymore.
Yep.
I'm not going to those games. And that's you dang right. That's why I hadn't been to a game in 2 years. Because your boy don't believe in Ryan Silverfield, and it looks like many more don't. So, again, keep paying it. Appreciate you. Hopefully, we're going to do it with a new coach. You'll be in there, and we'll be going to a conference title game.
You and Mike together.
Don't tell me I can't speak on it, though.
Arm in arm.
That was man to man, Mike. Appreciate the call.
We'll come back with Frank Bonner. We're going to have him in here. He's going to weigh in.
He's a grown man,
No,
too.
We're not going to have him weigh in. We're going to talk to him about this season and what might be next for Memphis. J&J, 99 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month, required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is, they're a results getter. That's what they do. They help people make the most money for their home when they are going to go sell it. And that's not always a given in this market. Trust me. That house that was near me finally sold after like 3 months at a much lower price than they thought they were going to get. Something went wrong somewhere. That's never the case with Live Love Group. They're going to get you the most money for your home. You're going to be glad you went with them, but you got to reach out. So to LiveLoveMemphis.com.
901-625-5200 is the number to reach Jennifer Carstensen and her wonderful team. It's not just English. They're speaking Spanish and Mandarin over there. So no language barrier going to stop Jennifer Carstensen from getting you the most money for your home and helping you on the buying side if you'd like as well. She certainly did that for both, for me on both sides back in 2018. She'll do it for you. Be the next success story. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Frank Bonner covers the Memphis football program for the Daily Memphian. And it's been quite the ride this year.
It has.
Up, down, up again, and down again are the Memphis football Tigers. Now, the hopes were pretty slim going into this East Carolina game. I mean, though, they did get some help from North Texas.
Yeah,
from South Florida.
They got the South Florida loss.
Yeah, but it was not to be. First of all, brother, how was your drive?
You know, it was the drive was the drive.
I mean that's a long one, right?
Yeah, right. 11 and a half hours.
Oh, okay. 11 and a half hours. Yeah, okay. Yeah. What are you like? What are you listening to on the? Are you listening to like Radiohead, Metallica? Like, what are you listening to on the way there?
Well, so here's the thing: when you've got 11 hours,
yeah.
I mean, I'm going anywhere from the Temptations and Maxwell,
okay.
And her to J. Cole, Kendrick. I mean, you've got 11 hours worth of music, so I'm listening to a little bit of everything.
Every song that's ever been recorded in the history of time.
You know,
in that 11 hour span.
And then you re-listen to some songs,
and then you come all the way back. That is absolutely, that's a long travel. It's good to have you back. Did you get a chance to listen or hear any of Jason's reaction on that drive to or from?
Well, I heard it while I was in the parking lot just now. I did got a little spicy in here. The temperature's a little warm.
It is. I don't know how many fans you talk to, but what do you think the sort of, and everybody can be different, right? But like, if you had to say what the consensus is among the fan base right now is, like, what would you say your interactions have been on this topic of Ryan Silverfield?
To be honest with you, I think it's generational, right? If you talk to the older generation of fans who remember the ones who were in the stands, you know, when they were losing games, that outlook is different than the fans who were diehards maybe in the last 10 to 12 years from what I'm, you know, from what I'm getting, right? I think the perspectives of the big picture are different depending on who you talk to and honestly how old they are.
Yeah, it does feel like they're, you know, but I would also argue to those people, I would say, you know, what was true 30 years ago. I'm not trying to invalidate your experience here because like I know you lived that and I know that happened, but like times change and they have changed in a major way. Now, whether or not those times have changed enough to justify Memphis making a move here, you know, that I think is up for. But right. The standard needs to be raised from, oh, man, we were so bad 50 years ago when we could only get 2,000 people in the stands. Like, and I think the damning stat from where I sit is that seven teams have played for a conference championship in the last six, you know, however many years, and none of them have included Memphis.
And if you talk to the supporters, you know, if you talk to the people who are supporters of Ryan, they will even say that, yes, there's disappointment about not making the conference championship. So even the ones like you said, it's for some people, the conversation about should you move on from him, they aren't there yet, but they still feel the disappointment that some of the other people who want to move on feel. They just don't think that like that's a conversation to have because they point out other things that have been going on in his tenure that are positive, and they don't think that they should move on from him.
I know he's talked a lot about since the loss to ECU about staying together, right? Folks are going to try to pull us apart and everything else. And that's the job right now, right? As you go through a bye week and prepare for Navy, it's keeping guys together. I'm just curious, Frank, you know, now that they're, you know, out of it with three losses, I mean, for all, you know, intents and purposes, how bought in do you think, what kind of effort do you think you'll see from the players against Navy, right? Because it's one thing to say stay together. What do you think the chances of that are?
I mean, it depends on how that locker room feels about three consecutive 10-win seasons. Like, can you get them to make that as important as you're trying to make it? You know, after the game, I wrote a sidebar about them changing their goals, and Sud Smith had some really good quotes about, you know, yeah, that's good, but he was like, I want to win. I'm a dog. I want that conference championship. And, you know, you're not going to, for all intents and purposes, you're not going to get it. And so one thing about Ryan is he does know how to get them to buy in to the goal when the goal shifts. I mean, we've seen that last year and the year before last. And then if this is your last football game as a player, last regular season football game, you're at least going to go out there and play for yourself. You know, I think you still have that. I mean, at this point, they're professionals, right? Like in terms of
– in many ways.
Yeah, in many ways. And so you have to go be a professional about your business. And that's just kind of what it comes down to.
I wonder how many of them are already hearing – I mean, Ryan's talked about this, right, before the season ends, already hearing from other schools, like how much that's happening, other schools recruiting you for opportunities when you're trying to keep it together that way as well. I mean, that potential distraction.
Yeah, I think that is there. I think anybody who's being sought after is probably already being sought after now.
Right.
I think that is every year for a roster, especially a group of five roster. And so, yeah, I don't think that is ever going
to
go away.
I mean, from what I've seen and read, Navy has to win this one to get in, right? In terms of from their side of things, Horvath and those guys coming off an impressive win over South Florida, we know, but they have to. You're going to get a Navy team that is dead set on. You are our obstacle to a conference title game appearance, right? Is that the way you're looking at this?
Yeah, I mean, Navy has – there's no more incentive that can be put on Navy than what is going to be put on them heading into this game because they are still playing for the ultimate prize.
Right there, yeah.
And so you're not going to – you're going to get the best version of Navy because they still have something to play for. And, you know, you saw last year, even when they beat Tulane was playing for a college football playoff spot – that they weren't going to get even if they won that game. I mean, Boise was Boise, and they had already locked up the berth to the conference,
championship.
So it's a little
bit different. Yes, it is.
With this game, because Navy is still...
They need this win.
Yeah, as far as they're concerned, their back is still against the wall just like yours is, because they're still trying to crack their way in. It's Tulane already kind of had that locked up.
Yeah.
I think it's challenging for Silverfield to keep them locked in on this
very
one.
Much
it was
so.
One thing with the Seth Hennigan crew, right? And believe me, I was listening to Sutton Smith, read the quotes and listened to him. So that's a guy that wants to win. Yeah. But that group with Seth, like that, you know, they had been through some things, and you want to finish it off right. I just wonder with this all-new team, if some of them are already getting pulled, you're out of the race, and you're going to have a Navy team that's coming in here trying to crack your head if he can keep them as bought in as he has in the past.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I just wonder with some of these individual players, you have some players who have, and Ryan talked about it when he was talking about Brendan Lewis and Cortez, they've never won this many games in a season, right? You got
right.
them coming from Nevada, you've got some UAB transfers, and so how much of that is important to them to
I could definitely see it mattering to Brendan Lewis and those guys.
Yeah,
hadn't,
right.
Hadn't been to a bowl, right, between Colorado and Nevada?
Yeah, right, you haven't.
They hadn't even been to a bowl. Man,
so for the fans to say, you know, conference championship, they wanted just like anybody else. They wanted more than those fans. But for them to still chase a 10-win season when you've never had a 10-win season as a player, that's why I say, like, there are some internal –
sure.
motivations for these players that still may want them to, you know, go out there and compete.
Yeah. I guess in terms of, you know, so if he wins that ninth game, right, does that also count for bowl?
What do you mean?
Like if he loses to Navy but the not – but the
oh,
ninth,
no, the, you're talking about the year extension?
Yeah.
That's regular season.
Regular
so
season
you have
win.
To win nine got it, got regular okay. season games. Yeah.
Is there any chance you think in your mind that, okay, maybe Memphis doesn't, you know – make the rat, you know, the I won't say it's rash, but just the extreme decision to cut ties with Silverfield. Do you think there's any world where they would come back to the table on a contract, you know, renegotiation? I mean, like I know that's there's no reason for Silverfield to do that, really, but I just wonder if that would be the first thing they tried to do.
Well, I'll be honest, I wondered that as soon as they hired a new AD who didn't make that contract. So I've been wondering that ever since. SCI got hired, and obviously you forward the contracts every year, and it's still there.
Basically that contract just doesn't end until those automatic years. Like when is the end date on that? Is it just when those automatic years would end?
Yeah, every year you get every year if you win nine games it gets tacked on to the back end
of right. It's through 2028, but that's before the annual
right.
Kick
so
in.
It's through 2029 now, potentially 2030. If there's a 9-win, if they beat Navy. Basically, yeah, if they beat Navy, it's another year. If they don't, it's
but wouldn't he want to renegotiate a contract at some point, too? Like, hey, I want more salary, right? Like, I don't know what is built in. I think he gets really modest raises, right? So
yeah, so, like, the 9-win one is $100K.
Yeah.
The 10-win one in conference championship, which can only happen once, is 2 years and $250K.
Got it.
But that's, like, that only happens one time. It doesn't happen every year like the 9-1.
I mean, this is
you,
the best.
You talking about going
ever.
And asking for a raise, Ryan?
No.
Going back in there to negotiate this and ask for a raise
when he hadn't gotten
anybody to the conference title game?
Well, to his point,
best deal ever.
Not to speak for you, but I think what he's saying is it has to be mutual for both parties if you're trying to get that off. And so the only leg that Memphis would have to stand on to renegotiate is give him a pay raise. Otherwise, if I'm in Ryan's camp, like why?
I'm not.
That's what I'm
talking
about. I mean.
I would just think he would if he feels like he's having success. Well, Ryan would have to be willing to change it. That's what I'm saying. Like otherwise, he's just going to be making, you know, an extra. Like his raises are very modest. Like
as they should be.
He may, but I'm just saying. But he's not going to think that, right? He's going to think I deserve, you know, a $400,000 raise. I deserve a $600,000 raise if I'm winning 8, 9, 10 games a year.
Yeah.
You know, that's where he's going to be.
I would laugh in his face if I was the AD that you're asking for a raise because you're winning me games that don't matter and finishing fourth and sixth in the conference race.
I mean, he wouldn't be negotiating with you. He ain't coming to you. You know. And again, I don't know what that conversation would be like. I'm trying to change the language here. Okay?
It's a valid point for him if you're trying to renegotiate that. That is the only way to renegotiate it is to bring more. Short-term money to the table.
Right. Like, hey, we have to do away with this automatic year at 9 wins, but we'll give you more upfront guaranteed.
And honestly, I'll be honest, like, I don't know how this current administration feels about that clause.
There ain't no way they like it. There ain't no way they like it.
Right, but
and then we don't know that they haven't said that.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah, but like you don't know if they
look at
if it bothers them enough to renegotiate or not. Because also, if I'm Silverfield, if you're coming to the table asking me to renegotiate that clause, then I know what that says.
Right,
like I know what that means.
Right,
and so
yeah,
you know, yeah.
It's an interesting time.
Chances that he gets another gig? How much lower are they? Are they low now after the loss to ECU?
Yeah, I do think they are lower. I'm still seeing some stuff, like that I read is still mentioning him in the Arkansas job conversation, but not as prominent as
he was once the favorite, I think.
Yeah, Jay's right.
He's betting favorite and, for it. Yeah.
And he's not the betting favorite anymore. And so I think obviously those odds have come down.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, they've come down. And you and I talked, you know, several weeks ago about how important was a conference championship for those aspirations mm-hmm. against a guy like John Summerall, who did make the championship game last year.
Right.
And he has the SEC ties. And so I do think that a conference championship was important for Ryan in terms of the coach carousel.
Yep.
He's Frank Bonner, and he's got it's been a very swingy season for you, my friend.
Highs and lows.
Yeah, right. I came into the season thinking that Memphis would be around third or somewhere in the conference and be out of the conference championship, and then they play a few games, they beat USF and all that, and I'm like, whoa, I may be covering my first American conference championship game. And then
I thought you would be too after that South Florida win.
Yeah, but you know.
Not to be.
I will say this though, as far as the Ryan situation, do you really want to be a program looking for a new head coach?
Bro,
this
can't wait.
Coach carousel, like I'm just saying, like look at how many programs.
Tulane got Summerall, Brent. Summerall, everybody coming from the SEC. Summerall said, you know what? I'll go to that job and I'll win, and I'll go get my sitting head job from there. Memphis can be that too with the level of resource. They're right there investing the same level as Tulane or more. There will be a ton of coaches, even through this carousel, that still look at Memphis. That's the best group of five school. I can win there and get my power forward job from there and get to a conference title game within 6 years. It'll only take me three. It'll take me two. You're going to have a bunch of dudes that look at it that way.
Well, we'll have to pick this up again next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.